Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We talk a lot on a lot of our shows about workouts that you can do in a shorter period of time, things that you can do to help keep yourself active and toned that don't necessarily take 45 minutes or an hour. And my guest today is Rob Fletcher. He's the founder and president of ANGT, and we're talking about Kibidachi. Welcome to the show, Rob. Tell us a little bit about what Kibidachi is, why it's something that we would even want to try.
Well, first of all, Kibidachi, it means horse stance, and traditionally martial arts would use it as an effective practice to strengthen the lower body, the leg muscles, both for mental discipline and training, but also for the physical aspect that it brought, because it's going to, of course, strengthen your legs and to absorb kicks to the legs, to toughen up the legs. But it's also used as a mental tool because there's a deep burning sensation that happens very quickly, as with the plank. So it could be compared to the plank. So once you're holding that for a certain period of time, it's going to test your will to go a little bit further each time, and that's where the mental aspect of it comes in.
Well, I took Taekwondo in college and in graduate school, and I remember the stance that you're going to discuss and how we would begin a lot, and he would make us stand there in that position just at the beginning for just a little while until we were ready to begin, and you can sure feel it all over your legs as it starts to burn down your quads and even in your glutes. You start to feel it pretty much everywhere. I love the way it feels. Describe this stance for the listeners and how they can get started.
All right. Well, it's basically your feet are outside your shoulders, and you want to try to keep your feet in line with your knees, so your knees are pointing outward. So you're going to squat down as you're sitting in a chair. Now, your feet are about 1.5 to 2 times your shoulder width outside. Then you drop down, and the objective is to try to get your legs parallel to the ground, keeping your upper body perpendicular to the ground. And the way to know that you really have a really quality horse stance, and again, you might have to adjust, you may not be able to go as deep, is to put a broom handle or broomstick across your thighs. And that's going to remain there. And as you weaken and you start to rise, you know, of course, that broom handle will roll down. But your feet are outside your shoulders and your toes are pointed out as with your knees. You squat down, keeping your legs about parallel to the ground. It's going to be difficult to do in the beginning if you're first trying it, but that's the objective. And then you hold that stance for a period of time, and the goal is, as with the plank, you just want to try to get a little bit further each time. So many people, as soon as they do it, as you very well know, it's going to take seconds before, you know, 15 seconds goes by, and then suddenly you feel that burning sensation, and 30 seconds, and you're like, whoa. But it's very effective.
How tall are you, Rob, that you can use a broom handle? My goodness, I'm 4'10", so a broom handle, really, to determine the width of my stance? There's no way. More like,
well,
I don't know, a putter, or not even. But so you're just saying hold it sort of up near your thighs to see how far you are.
Correct. So as you're keeping it
there. Because I want to use this with my clients as a trainer. I want to be able to use this. But so if I'm using a broom handle, what, I'm going to hold it up against their quads, kind of just showing them how wide they're out?
Right. Well, no, the purpose of that is to show that, in other words, if you are up above parallel, so say you're 45 degrees, as opposed to being parallel to the floor, that broom handle will not be able to stay on your thigh. It's going to roll off your thigh. The objective is to keep the broom handle across your thigh.
I got it now.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Duh. I thought you were putting it between. I'm like, what is he talking about?
So
you're saying rest it on there.
Correct.
So that you're down at that anti-gravity position, pretty much holding that thing up on top of your thighs.
Right. And again, as I'm doing it right now, as we speak,
I'm going to do it too.
You ready? Here we go.
Okay. Now we're nice and low. Yep.
Your knees are pointing out, as with your toes. You want to try to keep your toes sort of straight, but again, your knees are in line with the toes. Now, just throw those shoulders back and your chest up, making sure that
you're... Dude, I'm feeling it burning already, and you know where I'm feeling it. I also am feeling it under my glutes, just at the base of my hamstrings there. because it's sort of almost a plié squat position.
Exactly.
And so you're, you know, that's really in your abductors and your adductors are feeling it, the outside and the inside of your thighs. Listeners, I'm still standing here. I'm hoping my producers, Kevin and Sona, are doing the same and that they are standing in this. So when it starts to hurt, if I tuck my tush under, if I give a little pelvic tilt, does that help? Am I not supposed to do that?
Well, what you want to do is you just like as I mentioned earlier, you want to hold it with the plank, and I would say set a goal. You know, when you first try it out, try to go as low as you can. Again, paying attention to your posture. It's very important to keep those shoulders back, chest out, perpendicular to the ground as much as you can, keeping your legs as close to parallel to the ground. Now, once it starts burning real deep, that's where you sort of test your mind, your will. So you're going to say, I'm going to go a few more seconds, then time yourself and see how far you go before you absolutely cave and cannot go any further.
Yeah, I already did that. I already caved. But when I tucked my pelvis in, I sort of was able to go a little bit longer. So is there some reason I should be in a particular type of squat stance? Can I give a little pelvic tilt, or do you want my tush sticking out the back? People are never quite sure in these positions.
Yeah. Now, as with the squat, you know, you're pushing your hips back. Here, you're just dropping straight down.
So neutral.
Shoulders, right.
Okay, there I am in this position, just this nice neutral, good power stance. Boy, you sure do feel it, listeners. I want you to try that right now, even as we're speaking. Okay, I'm getting up again because that's killing. But it's really, really great for your legs. Now, what do you think this also, like a plank, it's a bit of an isometric exercise, Rob. So we're holding a position in a certain way. So what do you want us to do about gradually progressing? Just longer, or is there a way to kick it up a notch?
Absolutely. The way that you can, again, trying it out, beginners, you know, just seeing how long you go for seconds with no real progression, then just doing sets. So in other words, as you just demonstrated, you release that tension, just stand up, relax, wait a minute, go back into it. So do three sets, say you only start with 30 seconds. That's okay. Start with 30 seconds. Now, if you really want to progress, now you're up to 2 to 3 minutes. That's a challenge. Now, once you're a very small percentage can get even that. And the interesting thing is the big bodybuilders, athletes, they're squatting 500 pounds, and suddenly you tell them to go into the horse stance. It's interesting to watch the difference because it's a whole new world.
Oh, absolutely. And my son is a gymnast, Robin, and he's all doing his planche, and he's a rings kid. And so I'm going to have him doing this tonight, and I want to see how long he can hold it. Maybe we'll even have a little contest, and maybe his mom, because my strength is in my legs, will win. I doubt it because he's 15 and whatever, being 15. But this is a great thing for people to try. And also, I think it involves a little bit of balance. So that helps with some functional activity that people need so desperately these days. Give us just a wrap up. We have about 30 seconds left. So what you want people to know about Kibadachi and this horse stance, how important it is.
I would think it's great for, like you said, strengthening, toning, sculpting, and also it's a test of your will. Go push yourself a little further, applying that to life. And again, with progression, if you really want to challenge yourself, throw a kettlebell in there and hold the kettlebell in that position if you really want to go to the next level.
So. Yikes. Where can they find out more about you, Rob?
Sure. ANGT.TV.
ANGT.TV, and you can find out more about Rob Fletcher, the founder and president of ANGT and Kibadachi. It's just a couple of minutes is all you need for a really great isometric strengthening horse stance, karate stance. It's just great. So try it. I tried it a couple times here right on the air, and if you missed it, you can listen again because it was a little bit humorous. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thanks, Rob.